This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December 30th. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 1 to 5. It says there, "Now there was some present at that time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. Jesus answered, 'Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered this way? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you too will also perish.' Or those 18 who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish." End of quote. Some people who were present in the crowd told Jesus about a tragic event happened. It is like the news of a severe tragedy that we hear from another person or from TV. They said to Jesus, "Pilate, a Roman governor of the province, had mixed the blood of Galileans with their sacrifices." The location was a troubled province, and on top of this, Galileans were prone to attack any time. We do not know for sure what exactly was this historical tragedy. However, some Jews were sacrificing at Jerusalem. Pilate or his people came, attacked suddenly and killed them. Because of this sudden attack and murder, the victims' blood mixed with the blood of the animals they were slain for sacrifice. No doubt, it was a sad and a horrible atrocity. At this time of tragedy, Jesus gave a thought-provoking question and an answer. He asked, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered this way?" End of quote. In other words, do you think this horrible atrocity happened to them because they were worse than other people? Then Jesus answered the question. He said, "I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish." End of quote. This sad and heartbreaking thing happened was not because the victims were worse sinners than other people, but it is a reminder and warning to all people regarding the urgent need for repentance. Then Jesus reminded the crowd, another tragedy happened in those days right in their area. A tower in Siloam fell on 18 people who died immediately. Jesus asked the same question there. Do you think they were more guilty than all others living in Jerusalem? He said the answer after that, "I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish." He repeated the same answer both times. Both unexpected tragedies reported here reminds not only of physical death, but more than that, the spiritual death, away from the presence of the loving God all through the eternity. Apart from the presence of a good and loving God is what the hell is all about. Beloved, the tower fell on 18 people and they all died was not because the victims were more guilty than others. The same reminder and warning to all of us regarding the immediate and dire need for repentance. Immediately after this conversation, Jesus said a parable. He said, "A man had a fig tree and he looked for fruit, but it did not have any. Then the man said to the servant this, he said, 'For 3 years now he was looking for fruit on this fig tree and did not find any. Cut it down. Why should it use all the soil?' But the servant replied and said, 'Leave it alone for one more year and I will dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down.'" End of quote. "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near," was the loud announcement Jesus made when he started and continued his ministry. The message of the Lord is the same even today. We do not know how long a time you have. None of us know how long we'll be here. There is an opportunity. Until we leave, there is an opportunity to repent and turn to Jesus, turn to God. Hence, it is very important. It is dire need. It is a critical thing to repent and turn to Jesus Christ now. For some of us, Lord gave extended time, didn't he? He dug around us and fertilized us, didn't he? God allowed listening to his loving word again and again, didn't he? Now the question is, where is the fruit? Would you humble in the presence of the Lord and pray now? God, have mercy on me and please forgive me. You admit that you talked, Lord, talked to me many times. Say that to the Lord. However, I did not come to you for help. I did not come to you for salvation. I did not repent of my sins and my shortcomings. And I never changed my course, though I am a believer. Look, we all need repentance. Dearly beloved, that is the urgent call from God today. Repentance means a change of action. You see, we can feel sad and sorrowful about what you did. However, godly sorrow drives us to the cross, where He carried your sins and sorrows and lead you to the feet of Jesus Christ, the only Savior of the whole world. Repentance and running to Christ brings forgiveness, cleansing, and salvation. A believer in Christ should also have an ongoing repentant mindset, because we all are tainted, influenced by sin, and live in this sin country now. Beloved, will you go to Christ in repentance? Jesus says, "But unless you repent, you too will all perish." End of quote. The message is loud and clear today. Repentance is the key to God's salvation, protection, deliverance, and blessings in your lives. Repentance is not a bad word, friend. It is not a bad word. It does not need to hurt your pride. Repentance is a beautiful word that unlocks freedom and blessings in your life. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I come to you as I am. I believe Jesus died and rose again for my sins and iniquities. I'm sorry for my sins. I repent and turn to you now. Please wash and cleanse me today. Help me to live for you in the future. Thank you for saving me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.